I'm going to take down a narrative right here, and I'm not even angry, but I'm disgusted that members of the leftist media think we're so stupid we can't see through what they're doing. And we're having false assertions made, leading to erroneous, confusing conclusions designed to fool the public. No. They're trying to take attention away from dangerous rhetoric that incites violence and place it elsewhere and blame the other guy instead of taking responsibility for what this rhetoric is leading to. And I'm talking about the Charlie Kirk assassination. And this is not going to be complicated, not going to be overly long, but it's going to be to the point, and we're going to prove the point. And I want to say this right off the top. Whether someone is straight or gay or trans or white or black or old or young, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. The fact is, the individual commits a crime, they're individually responsible. It's not tied to demographics, they're not a causation element, ever. Now, are there mental illnesses that people can be born with that give them the much greater propensity to commit violent crimes? Yes, antisocial personality disorder is one of them. However, that's equally distributed among all groups. No one has a monopoly on dysfunction. It's an equal opportunity problem. But that's not the message that's being sent on the left. I'm going to take a quick break right here while I tell you. You want to look younger, feel younger? This is your Ponce de Leon Fountain of Youth, ageless multi-collagen from BioTrust. It replaces the collagen of which you've lost over half by the time you're entering middle age. You lose 1% a year starting in your late 20s. This is really bad. It's why you age. Do you want to turn it around? This does it. Takes the 5-in-1 approach. They research it in the BioTrust labs. They publish the research at healthwithdave.com, and they make it easy for you to have confidence in the product with, listen to this, a 60-day money-back guarantee and 53% off. Straight, simple, to the point, and the advantage you're going to get is a younger version of you. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Hey, I just want to get down to the basics here. I'm really disturbed by a statistic I saw. And I honestly don't know whether or not this poll was accurately done, because most of them aren't. They don't follow the guidelines of equal demographic representation, so they don't front load with too many Democrats or Republicans or whatever and fulfill an agenda. And that happens in a lot of polling. But what I'm telling you, I saw, I think is likely true from my common sense perspective. So, without having looked at the methodology, because they didn't publish the methodology of the poll, I saw the poll ask this question: will this be, no pun intended, a turning point, the Charlie Kirk assassination, in terms of how we deal with each other? Or is this just the beginning of more? The poll was horrifically disturbing because I think it's true. I've seen too much calls for retribution. I'm calling for legal action when appropriate against inappropriate, illegal, unconstitutional actions. But some people are taking it a step further. No time for prayer, it's time for action. Excuse me, people who are spiritually ignorant, prayer is action. Now, the poll said this: 8% of the people polled feel that we're going to make a turning here. We're going to start to be more civil and turn down the rhetoric. 92% said this is just the beginning. And what I said on John B. Wells' show, I said, my fear is this is just the beginning. Said, I hope that's not the case. But I fear it is, knowing human nature, having taught about it for years, having been a therapist. People like to live in their anger. And we need to get away from that mentality. I'm going to give you a couple of examples that things that need to change. Harry Sisson, however you say his name, Democratic influencer on X. The guy first came out, and I thought he made a decent post. He expressed sympathy for Erica and the kids. Yeah, no kidding. And kind of left it at that. And I thought, okay, that's decent. Because I would like to think that a lot of us on the other side of his political perspective would do the same thing for people that he supported if they had such a tragic event befall them. So I thought, okay. And then later he got busted. He started putting attributes on Charlie that essentially implied he got what he deserved. Really? Do you understand that in a few years, when this stuff recycles, the kids of Charlie Kirk are going to see this? Is there any thought here about the impact you're having on a grieving widow or the close friends of Charlie? Or the close friends of anybody that goes through this. And 8%, I think, are making a mature decision according to this poll, and 92% are locked up in unproductive emotions. The most disturbing one, though, was Ilhan Omar. She should be an American success story. A Somalian refugee comes here under what she reported as desperate conditions, fear for her life, and this country took her in. And she gets elected into Congress. This is an American success story. This is political and economic stratification in our country that you don't see in a lot of other countries. And she should be saying, man, this is such a wonderful country. Thank you for taking me in. Thank you for giving me these opportunities. Now, I don't agree with some of my colleagues on the right, but let's work together on this and move through. That would have been the mature response and one of gratitude for what she's been granted by this system. Instead, she does nothing but bash the system from the time she gets up in the morning until the time she goes to bed at night. And she expressed a little grief for Erica, but I mean, it was a platitude, in my opinion. And then she started implying Charlie brought it on himself. He had it coming. That was my takeaway from what she said. And when 9/11 happened here, and a lot of the schools had remembrances, the media somewhat talked about it, and we reflected back on that terrible, terrible time and all the people that were killed and the families that were torn apart. She dismissed this. And she's in Congress. And she constantly attacks the Constitution. She is totally focused on white privilege as a reflection of the Constitution and the very Constitution and system that put her from a refugee status to a congresswoman. Color me confused. Why would you not want to give credit to what helped you become successful? Thank you, Mr. O'Hanlon, my high school English teacher that taught me how to write a topic sentence. See, those are the things I'm grateful for. Thanks to my first high school basketball coach, Jim Brandenburg, who made me a tougher competitor. See, these are the things that most people reflect on. We look back and we thank the people that helped get us to where we are. Instead, she wants to tear down the entire system that helped make her successful. But her inhumanity expressed towards Charlie Kirk is inexcusable for a public figure, and that person does not deserve to be in Congress, nor do any of the others deserve to be in Congress who capitalize and dance on the grave of victims. And this is what tremendously bothers me here. And we're seeing this on the left constantly. And I'm not saying the right's without blame. Remember, I'm the founder of Toss Them All. I want to get rid of 90% of all Republicans in the primaries. I'm disgusted by their actions in Congress, their insider trading, their double standards, their corporate affiliations that bring them lots of money, while we end up getting the shaft. So don't give me this as GOP MAGA nonsense. It is not. I'm an equal opportunity disgusted with both parties, but I'll tell you what I don't see on the right that I do see a lot on the left is this depraved inhumanity that goes on and on. And it carries over to ex-ESPN broadcaster Jemele Hill and her podcast. She made Ilhan Omar look civilized. Horrible. Horrible. And I almost feel like these people think they're back in the 60s. Well, we passed legislation, and I think a lot of people through the years changed their hearts on a lot of things, but we still act like we're in, for example, Jim Crow days. And I'm not saying there's not problems that need to be addressed, and we should address them as they come up, certainly. But it's not a system that should honor the death of someone like Charlie Kirk and the manner in which it happened. We have some serious examination to do as a country, and we're not doing any favors by sitting back on our hands and being politically correct and not calling out Ilhan Omar, not calling out Jemele Hill. They need to be called out because otherwise, young kids are going to see this and think, this is how we solve our problems. It's okay to have depraved indifference, to be emotionally insensitive to the grieving and suffering of families. That's not okay. You have that right to that belief, but step aside out of leadership. We do not want you in leadership. Not telling you what you should believe or how you want to lead, but when you have this kind of depraved indifference, it's time to hit the road, Jack. And I'm calling on the voters for people that expressed hostility towards Charlie in his death, insensitivity towards his widow and children. They need to go from the political life. We can't have that. And the same rules apply to the other side if ever such tragic events happen. I'll give you an example. Here, the Common Sense Show. When Melissa Horstmann, the Speaker of the House of Minnesota, was killed, and her husband and her dog, we expressed grief and shock. They said, what's America coming to? We can't have this. We don't have a right wing killing a left wing there, as the media falsely reported after Charlie Kirk was killed. We don't know why this guy did what he did. I'd like to find a motive because it was terrible. She had her political beliefs that I disagreed with, but she conducted herself in a civilized way. And what does Melissa get for it? Death. But I didn't hear people from the right jumping on her grave and dancing on it like I saw with Charlie Kirk. If I'm wrong, then correct me. Write to me. Tell me how I'm wrong. In the words of Charlie, prove me wrong. Thank you.